Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your sticky soundtrack to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 172, and the title is Increases Creativity. The note reads, Confidence Increases Creativity. Here's the story behind the sticky. The more confident you are, the easier your creativity flows. Your ideas flow more freely when you're feeling confident. Painting is easier when you feel confident. Self-confidence makes sketching simpler. Confidence makes your clay sculptures come out better. A feeling of confidence makes your singing sound sweeter and adds harmony and rhythm to the music you play. Self-doubt and uncertainty choke your thoughts and actions. Second-guessing yourself interrupts your creative flow. Distrust keeps you from putting smooth strokes on canvas and a soft finish on your pottery. When you feel apprehension about your talent, ability, technique, and the well of inspiration from which you draw ideas, it dampens the full force of your creative flow, taking it from a flood to a trickle. The best way to fight that little voice of doubt in your head that says your work isn't good enough, that your writing lacks polish, that your drawings lack depth, and that your singing is off key, is to simply say, yeah, probably, but I'm going to do it anyway. Your doubt has nowhere to go from there. The whole goal of your doubt and uncertainty was to prevent you from making the attempt, to make you distrust your ability so much that you wouldn't even try, to make your fear of not being good enough, to take it to the point that you'll just hesitate and give up. But if you acknowledge the possibility of what Seth Godin terms as creating something that might not work, and you go ahead and do it anyway, you take away doubt's power, and you reclaim your own. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's yellow sticky note, the one that is drawn by hand and drawn by me at BigYellowSticky.com. Your email will also include a link to the audio track that I've been recording to go along with each of the yellow sticky notes I create. It allows me to give you a little more backstory on the concepts I share on the sticky notes that won't fit on the 3x3 yellow post-it note. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.